So I'm in a place I've never been before. Okay, I've been to the venue, but I've never been backstage, as it were. Backstage at Morrison's. I'm with Scott, who's the score manager. Scott, we'll find out a bit more about why I'm backstage here with you. First of all, just tell us a bit about yourself, a bit about your background.
Yeah, so I've been in retail now for about 25 years. I've worked for most of the major players and most recently Morrison's. I've been in Taunton now since October, but previously I managed Minehead store and before that Plymouth.
So before we go into your goodwill, your good deed, just tell me about the last 12 months, how it's been for you personally, how it's been for the store here in Taunton.
I think the phrase a year like no other really does sum up what we've been through. In all the years that I've been in retail, I've never seen or experienced anything like this. The pressure it's put on individuals and businesses has been massive, but actually the way that the colleagues have behaved and responded has been beyond my wildest dreams. I couldn't be any more proud. And I think Morrison's as a business has kind of led the way as well around a lot of the things that we're doing, around getting out there in the community from things like simple things like doorstep delivery so that we can ensure all of our vulnerable people actually have access to food, expanding our online operations so that we have online in every single store now, and also just continuing to leverage the fact that as a business, not only are we shopkeepers, but we're also food makers, and obviously most recently now the only supermarket to have its own trawler as well, which is quite unique.
Really? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so we've acquired a company called Foulfish.
I love this, the fact that you've got your own trawler.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. So we've had a relationship with a company called Foulfish for years, who basically are a fish processing company. They have their own trawler, their own site down in Falmouth and Redruth. We were about 60% of their customer base. So we already own our own abattoirs on our farms, and we actually thought, well, do you know what? What better time is there to buy into being British, and what better time is there to bring a fantastic business fully into Morrison's ownership? So yes, we are the only supermarket that has its own trawler.
Is it branded up with Morrison's on the side?
I don't think so yet, but that would be great, wouldn't it? That'd be amazing.
Brilliant. Okay, so just tell me what you've done. Why have you brought me here today? Because I see here a pallet with around 1,500 quid's worth of stuff on it that you're going to donate.
Yeah, so when COVID hit us, it became really clear that there was a real need from our fantastic people in the NHS for some real basics. So initially, we donated probably 5 or 6 bags worth of personal hygiene and personal care stuff. Clearly, because relatives and husbands, wives, etc., can't visit the people in hospital, the NHS were really finding that the basics, just like razor blades and lip balm, were running really, really low. So initially, like I said, we donated 7 bags, but it became really clear that wasn't actually going to touch the sides. And with the number of ITU beds that were full in Musgrove at that point, they needed a much more significant injection of personal care products and equipment. So I went to back to the business and said, look, this is a real opportunity to make a difference. And this is a need that is there. And can we help? And do you know what? The response from Morrison's was, absolutely, we can do this. So we gained from our contacts in Musgrove a list of those real critical things that they required for personal care and dignity for their patients, and from all of our depots around the country, because this is probably the most well-travelled pallet in the universe. I think it's come from right
all
up north.
All it needs now is a trip on the trawler.
It does. I think it's literally come from far up north, all the way down south. We've managed to get £1,500 worth of stock to donate to Musgrove. Absolutely chuffed that we can make a difference.
I think it's a wonderful idea. How have Morrison's adapted the way they work because of COVID?
Yeah, so I think we've led the supermarket industry, if not the retailers, in the way that we have delivered social distancing within our stores and the COVID measures. We were the first to put in checkout screens. We were the first to limit customer numbers. We were the first and remain the only to have marshals at the front of our stores to offer our customers masks and ensure that everyone adheres to social distancing. From a colleague care perspective, we've got our own coronavirus websites that we can give them advice and guidance on. And actually, you know, whether you're a delivery driver, whether you're a cleaner for Morrison's, or whether you're the store manager, there is a process for you in regards to COVID-19 and keeping you safe at work. And we've worked with our suppliers tirelessly to try and keep those most wanted lines that customers want in stock. Also, again, having a lot and owning a lot of our own supply chain makes it a lot easier for us.
My mother will be delighted by that because she buys all my wine, all her wine from here by the box load. I mean, she's an absolute lunatic. But I noticed as well, you were saying about the online side of things, you're building just to the side of the store over the last 12 months, you've been building that. How is that all coming? Is that all up and running now?
Yeah, so we have a full online offer out of this store. We have a 3-van operation. It's very, very successful. We still have slots available, so the growth is there, and we'll be adding another van, which will open up even more growth in the next 12 months. Online has gone off like a rocket, it's fair to say. It really is changing the face of retail. And here, every single week, online exceeds all of its measures that we've got in place. And the feedback that we're getting from our customers is that they are exceptionally satisfied with the online operation. So, no, really proud of it. It's been a sort of from zero to that has been it's been a hell of a journey.
Mm. Scott, I think you're doing a great job. Thank you very much for letting me know about this. Thank you very much for letting us keep copies of Tone News in store as well.
You're very welcome.
It's great to see you.
Cheers. Thank you.